Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you today. Is it Noah that was leading worship? Where's Noah? Noah, felt like I had a word for you. I felt like when you were up there leading worship that the Lord gave you a new middle name. A new middle name. Thermostat. How's that? It's in the Bible somewhere. I'm sure it is. Now, the Lord is so pleased with your heart for worship that you're a thermostat. You come into a room and you change the atmosphere of a room. And David, King David, was a thermostat in the kingdom of God, that he would come in. And I felt like the Lord is going to increase that in you, that he is pleased with your heart, he's pleased with your passion, and that he's going to use you to change atmospheres. He's going to use you to lead people into higher places of worship. Okay? And I felt like, too, that there's going to be, all of us have challenging days, but the Lord wants you to know that your worship with him when nobody's around is a thermostat in your life, too, for you to overcome and get through situations. Amen? Good. Now, if you're at church for the very first time, and we might have somebody here, you've never been to church before, you think, what in the heck was that? That's what the Bible would call prophecy. And the Bible tells us that prophecy is not going to expose you, uncover you, embarrass you in front of people. The Bible says prophecy is to encourage, to exhort. So you should feel better, feel encouraged, and maybe challenged after the Lord has a prophetic word over you. Okay? Come on, dude. Come on. So, GHCC, good to be home. Good to be home. Well, Moni and I laugh. Generational Hope is our home and family on the west side of the state. So we always love being here with you. We love your pastors. Your pastors are amazing. You are blessed that they love God and love you, and they are fighters. They are contenders that don't quit, don't give up, and we just are so proud of them and all that they're doing. And two, every time I come here, I'm encouraged by your leaders, by your elders, by your pastors, that have led the way in this season and pressing on into new seasons. So you're blessed to be here. I sat down to get this message a couple weeks ago, and I thought, well, I'm going to just say, hey, moms, you're awesome, and then I'd move on and we'd build the church. Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking for my message today. And about when I said that to the Lord, thinking that's what I was going to do today, he says, slow down, cowboy. I felt like he said, slow down. I want you to minister to the moms the whole service today. Good. So I said, okay, you're in charge.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do today. My assignment is to encourage mothers. We'll see how we do on that. Hopefully we do well. My assignment is to challenge mothers and actually everyone. There's going to be portions of this message that fits everyone. And then I'm going to wrap up with some incredibly practical ways to love your mom. Good. Okay. So, if you got your phone, get ready to take notes. Should we pray for the Seahawks while I'm here too? I just feel closer to the epicenter. I don't know about any of you. I'm terribly concerned.
We need to pray.
Just being honest with you, I'm real concerned. And are the Mariners for real, or are they just toying with us the first half of the season? That's what I want to know. All right. Anyway, I want to honor a special mama in this house, Mama Darlene. You are amazing. You are a mother in Israel. We love you. We bless you. Yeah, come on. She has been a mother. And you know what makes her incredibly special? She follows that guy all over the world. I tell you, she has a mansion in heaven just for her, for following Pastor Dave around the world. So we're going to talk about mothers. The heart of a mother is a heart of sacrifice. Boy, howdy. Moms, you're amazing. A heart to protect and a heart to lift your children higher. Something about mothers that is strong in every mother's heart is they always want to lift their kids higher. They always want their kids to fulfill their destinies. I am blessed to have some amazing mothers in my life. My mom, my natural mom, lives up by the Canadian border, north of Spokane, in a beautiful lake place up there, all by herself. She's turning 85 this year. And I was up there just a couple days ago with her, and she's got 9 deer lined up. They come out of the woods, and she feeds them. I call her Dr. Doolittle. She's amazing. She feeds these. I have a stepmom down in Arizona that she's on about 77, I think, this year. She can do the splits.
Yeah.
No joke. I should have brought pictures. It's scary. And a couple years ago, she won Miss Senior Arizona. She's an amazing gal. Amazing gal. She's awesome. And for her routine, she did a dance and ended with the splits. Amazing. The best mama I know on planet Earth, I'm a little biased, is Mama Moni. I love my Mama Moni. She is amazing. She's a mom to thousands of people around the world. But I have watched her through the years love our kids and love our grandkids, and she's spectacular. She's the best. Love you, girl. You're awesome. And then I have had the joy. I've got 2 daughters that are moms. Jessica, who's our worship pastor at Victory Faith, she has 3 girls, all teenagers. I'm taking 2 of them to Africa with me. Pastors Dave and Darlene are going to go too in August and September. And then Christina has 3 boys, younger boys, and she's going to have a girl in June. Oh my gosh. I didn't know they had knew how. I told her that. I thought you didn't know how to make girls, but they're going to have a girl. So we're quite excited about that. So we're blessed. I want to acknowledge too, though, that Mother's Day can be a challenge. We have a precious, precious young woman in our church, her and her husband, and she hasn't been able to have children. And Mother's Day were always a challenge for her. And so I just want to acknowledge that there's some people that Mother's Day can be a challenge for. Maybe you want to be a mother and you haven't been able to. Perhaps you didn't have the best mom in the world. Possibly your mother's not here anymore on the planet. Maybe your mother's heart is burdened for a wayward child. Or maybe you're flying solo and working hard to raise your own kids. But today I pray for strength for you. If it's a hard day for you, we want to acknowledge you. And I believe I'm asking God to even do some healing and some blessing in your heart today. That young mother or young gal that I was telling you about in our church, they just adopted a child recently. And just the string of miracles that it took. And now she shows up at church and she's got this big grin on her face and this little girl under her arms. Pretty special. You know, some of my heroes are single moms. I think they are a breed apart. They're amazing. Some of our single moms, we salute your incredible heart to raise your kids. And I want you to know, I felt like the Lord told me to say this over single moms. Heaven sees your sacrifice. Heaven sees your sacrifice, and heaven is going to provide for your needs. Can I use a little bit of humor here on Mother's Day? I don't know who to give credit to. I saw this years ago, and it just cracked me up. Some things that our mothers taught us. Are you ready for this? Some things our mothers taught us. Our mothers taught us logic. Can I tell you how? They said, if you fall off that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. That's logic. They taught us logic. They taught us humor. When that mower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. How about genetics? They taught us about genetics. You're just like your father. How about anticipation? Just wait until your father gets home. Yeah. How about being able to receive? You're going to get it when I get home. How about religion? They taught us about religion. You better pray that will come out of the carpet. How about stamina? You're going to sit there until all that spinach is finished. But my favorite of these is the circle of life. Mothers taught us the circle of life. I brought you into this world. And I can take you out of it. Yeah. You know, being a mother is not the easiest assignment, but I believe it's one of the most rewarding. It's not one of the easiest. Sometimes your kids make you so proud your buttons want to pop. And sometimes there's not enough Kleenex in Safeway to handle the tears that those kids can cause you to cry. Mothering is one of the hardest jobs on the planet, but one of the most rewarding. A mother's love is a love that sacrifices. They will give up so much for their child, and they'll sacrifice again and again. And you have to be willing to give up some good things to be a good mom. It's just the way it is. So moms, I want to thank you on behalf of the Lord for giving up some things so that you can be a mom and do the things that you've done. Personal sacrifice is a pivotal part of motherhood. It begins by sacrificing your own body and carrying a child around in your womb for 9 months. Who came up with this plan? Yeah. Come on now.
Come on.
9 months. That's amazing. Our mothers fed us, nourished us, protected us with their own bodies before we ever saw the light of day. And I don't know anybody else that would love me enough to carry me around for 9 months. I don't see it happening. Do you, Pastor Jess? No. I don't see anybody doing it. Maybe you've heard this before. I love this. A job description for a mother on a daily basis. Are you ready for this? A job description for a mother on a daily basis. She's a psychologist. Come on. Yeah. Yes, she is. She's a physician. Oh, let me see that. Okay. She's a theologian. Why? How about the why questions from the kids? She's a nurse. She's a chef. She's a janitor. She's a bottle washer. She's a taxi driver. She's a fire marshal. Put that out. She's an exterminator. I'll get that. She's a health inspector. What is that? She's a referee. Come on. She's a super sleuth or investigator. And occasionally, she's a police officer and a SWAT team member. All in one day. Only a mom could do that. All in one day. But mother's sacrifice doesn't give up, and it doesn't end there. And I believe this is a portion where God wants to minister to you moms, but actually this part of the message is for everyone. The Lord wants us to be able to know how to get refreshed even in difficult times.
Come on.
To how to be refreshed. I'll tell you what, I think some of the most wore out people I have seen ever are mothers. It's like, dear God, help that woman. Yeah. She's about ready to go over the edge. She needs help. But all of us, come on, that's all of us. We all get in that place where I don't know if I'm going under for the third time, Lord. You got to help me here. And we need to learn how to get refreshed. And hopefully you've got friends around you that can grab a hold of you and help lift you up. Yeah. But like David, do you know there came a day in King David's life when even his mighty men wanted to kill him? You know, you read the stories about David's mighty men. They'll go to the well of Bethlehem. They'll go get this. They'll do that. They'll do anything for David. But there was a place called Ziklag. And David made a decision to go do something. And all their wives, all their families got captured and hauled away. And it says that his mighty men had rocks in their hands. They're about ready to kill David. And David couldn't look to his mighty men to get encouraged. It said David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yeah.
And every one of us here needs to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Because we can't always wait for somebody to come pick us up. We can't always count on somebody. I mean, it's awesome if it's there. But we need to know how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And that's what I'm going to talk about for a few minutes. This is especially for moms, but it's for all of us. Acts 3:19 says this. So repent. This is the Amplified. So repent. Change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God that your sins may be erased, blotted, and wiped out. And here we go. That times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of the heat.
Come on.
Doesn't that sound sweet? Who would like some times of refreshing right now in their life? Come on.
Come on.
Times of refreshing, recovery from the heat. Who says there's no sun in Seattle?
Right, right.
Come on. It's always like this, isn't it, over here?
Yeah.
Always. Blue sky, sunshine. The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle. All right, who watched that show? Come on, come on. I hear there's a plus 55 group here. Come on. Anybody even know what that song came from? Here Come the Brides. Thank you. I was drawing a blank for a minute there. I brought it up and I don't even know the answer. All right, back to the message. Times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air may come from your air conditioner.
No?
Your vacation. You know, I have seen some people go on vacation and they come back more tired than they left.
Yeah.
I love vacations. Thank goodness for vacations. You all should go on vacations. I'll write you notes if you want to go on vacation. Vacations are awesome, but vacations, I always tell our people, don't go on vacation without Jesus.
Right.
The only fully refreshing vacation is to go with Jesus. And to get some time in the Word while you're running around doing all the fun stuff, a little time in worship, a little time of getting closer to Him, you want to get totally refreshed, you got to take Jesus on your vacation with you.
Yeah.
All right, that was just a side note. Says that refreshing from recovery from the effects of the heat, reviving from fresh air may come from where? The presence of the Lord. There is nothing on planet Earth that will refresh you, that will recover you like the presence of the Lord. It is number one to bring refreshing into a challenging season. Listen, that word presence is a Greek word, and it means literally to turn the face. It means to fill up, to pervade, to permeate, to overspread, to be under the eyes of or in the face of. Wow. So when we speak about the presence of God, it literally means in Scripture to fill up, to pervade, to permeate, to overspread, to be under the eyes of or in the face of. The idea of God's presence has to do with God's face turning towards someone in acceptance and favor. When I get in God's presence, His face is turning towards me with favor and acceptance.
Good.
And when I worship Him, when I get in His presence, I'll tell you what, I've got a saying. I know when I have not been in His presence enough, I feel like, what did the Hobbit guys say? I feel like a piece of toast with too little butter spread too thin on it. You know what I mean? If you're going to have butter, you might as well have it good and thick on there. Right. If you're going to have jam on your toast, you might as well have it good and thick on there. So I can tell, I can feel it in my spirit. I know I get a little testy with people. Yeah, yeah. I start snarking back at them. I start getting up, having attitudes, and all of a sudden I realize, Craig, when was the last time you got in God's presence? Yeah. And so I know, I've learned through the years, I need to go into my office. I need to go turn on the stereo, turn on my CD, and begin to worship the Lord. And you know what? It doesn't take very long, and He's got jam that thick on my toast.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then somebody can give me a bad attitude and I just kind of, huh? Yeah. Really? That's awesome. Yeah. Bless you.
Bless you.
So listen, this word means to be, listen what else it means, to be sufficient, to be able to sustain, yeah, and to support what He energizes.
Come on.
Listen, when we pray, when we worship, when we're in the Word, it is getting in His presence and His face really is turning towards us in favor and acceptance. He is filling us. He is permeating us. He is overshadowing us. He's encouraging us. He's energizing us. He's blessing us. And in that place, I can do anything.
Come on.
In that place, I could have 10 kids in my family. God bless anybody that's got 10 kids in their family. But if you've got 10 kids in your family, if you will stay in God's presence, you can do it. You can, His strength in you can get the job done.
Come on.
I love that. So let's enter into God's presence. Let's let Him fill us, permeate our being, turn His face towards us. It reminds me of a scripture, one of my favorites in the Bible, in Matthew 11:28. Jesus is looking at a particular group of people, and He says this to them, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Listen, He's looking at a particular group of people. Listen what that group of people He's talking to. Come to me, you who are weary. That word means fatigued. It means worn out. It means exhausted. Hey, moms.
Yeah.
Hello.
You ever feel fatigued, worn out, overwhelmed? And this word weary even goes to the depth of the word picture with it, is someone that is so much grief, they're hitting their chest in grief. You ever got to that place where you are so overwhelmed by the loss of someone, loss in your life, that all you can do is go, oh, are you kidding me? That's what that word means. Jesus is speaking to that group of people. Then He goes on and says, all you who are weary and heavy laden, that means a heavy load, overburdened. The picture of this word overloaded is, it's like a boat. You ever seen a boat on a lake and it's supposed to hold 4 people and it's got 15 people on it?
Yeah.
And it's that close to the water coming in and sinking that boat. Or it's like a Volkswagen that's supposed to have 4 people maybe in it, and you got 12 or 15 people in that Volkswagen and you're watching it drive away, and every little bump, the tires are hitting in the wheel well. Moms, you ever feel like that when you're trying to deal with your kids, you're trying to do life, or really for any of us, where we're weary, we're worn out, we're exhausted? Jesus looks at that group of people and says, come to me. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. Come to me, all you who are weary, overwhelmed, overburdened, and I will give you shalom. I will give you peace. I will give you rest.
Yeah.
It's all about God's presence. Moms, this is the challenge I have for you today. That many of you, any mom is going to feel like almost on a daily basis, I can't do this. God, what were you thinking? What were you thinking in giving me these kids? And Jesus says, come on, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you, my presence will change everything for you. You know, I want to look at a challenge for all of us, but especially for mothers too, about putting a love for God's word in our kids and in our grandkids. Yes. Listen, I want to tell you a story about a grandmother, a mother, and a boy. 2 Timothy 1:5, this is the Apostle Paul. He says, he's speaking to Timothy, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which was first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. True faith was living in grandma and mom, and it had come to reside in him. You know, we don't know much about Timothy's dad. All it tells us, well, he was a Greek. But obviously, he wasn't a man of faith, so it was up to grandma and mom to raise this young man of God, and they did an amazing job. Mothers, let's us be like Lois and like Eunice and demonstrate our faith to our children. Here's something I felt like the Lord said. Consistently read your Bible in front of your kids. Let them see you read the Word of God. You know, in our house, when our kids were small and growing up, millennia ago, sometimes I would go in my office and close the door, but you can ask Moni, there's a lot of times I left my door open on purpose. And I've got this bench that I love kneeling at and praying at, and I loved when my kids would come waddling into my office and stand there and look at me, and I'm over this bench, and I'm just praying, and I'm having a good time with God, or I'm worshiping, and they would just sit there, and sometimes they'd just sit down and watch me. Listen, I love that they saw Dad in worship. I love that they saw Dad in prayer, not just at church, but they saw him at home too. And I'll tell you, my kids are all worshipers. One of them went on a walkabout a few years ago, and in the midst of a walkabout, he was still a worshiper. He'd still love to worship God. Go figure. I don't know the answer to that one yet, but listen, it's so powerful that our kids see us. Yeah, it's great to close the door sometimes, but it's so awesome. Just open the Bible out in front of them. Let them see you read the Word of God. That's part of why this grandmother and this mother could pass their faith on to these two, is because they lived the Word and they loved the Word and it got into them. You know, another thing I encourage, get your kids plugged into church community. It is so important. You're not always going to be there with them, but there will always be church available to them.
Come on.
Our kids need to know that we love the community of God. We love generational hope. We love wherever it is that God's called us, and so that they understand that there's an important place. Scripture says that don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together when that day approaches. What day? Today.
Right.
Hello, today, the coming days. So it's so important that our kids see the value that we have in being a part of a church community. So good. How do I know that this grandma and this mother taught Timothy the Word of God and showed him love for it? Well, it tells in 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. Listen what Paul says. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures. Whoa, grandma and mom had him in the Word of God. I'll tell you, with our kids when they were little and they'd read, we'd get them special Bibles, but we'd even do on family nights, we had these cards that had heroes of the Bible in them and scriptures in different ways. We would get the scriptures any way we could in our kids so that they would love the Word of God. And you can tell that this grandma and this mother did this. These two mothers had God's Word in their heart. Mothers, it is never too late to start teaching the Bible to your children. It's never, even if you think it's too late, it's never too late. Sit Billy Bob down at 45 and read the Word of God to him. Billy Bob needs the Word of God in him. You call in those mother cards. Say, I'm your mother, son. I love you. Sit down. We're going to read the Word of God. Listen, having a baby will stretch you. You have the marks to prove it. Come on. Having a baby will stretch you. Being a mother changes the shape of your life, not only physically, but emotionally. Pastor Ryan said it, that mothers are some of the greatest prayer warriors on the planet. Why? Because they love their kids so much.
Right.
I mean, you want to get somebody praying for something, get a mom praying. She knows how to pray. She's been praying for her kids. Yeah. In John 19, verses 25 to 27, sometimes we don't realize how important it is to love our moms. Listen what happened here. This is Jesus is on the cross. Therefore, the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Think about this. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's being crucified. He can barely breathe. He's hanging on the cross, carrying the sins of the world, and he's concerned about mama.
Yeah.
How about us? I think we should be concerned about mama. We should be concerned about the mothers in our lives. He's hanging on the cross. What an amazing picture. So are you ready for some very practical ways to love your mother?
Come on.
Let's wrap up with this. Are you ready? They're already over here. I don't know about you guys over here. A little concerned. Are you guys ready? Can you take good notes? All right. Moms, just sit back, relax, enjoy this. Some very practical ways to love your mother. Number one, love her with your words. It is so good for her to hear your words. Hear words. There's words that your mother would love to hear. How's this for practical? I'm going to give you some words. We're going to feed you words. We're going to feed you. I love you. How's that? Is that amazing? I will not get off the phone with my mom unless I've said I love you. Just talked to her last night because I knew I'd be running around today. So I called her last night. We have a deal. I don't get off the phone. I don't sign off on an email with my mom without telling her I love her. That's part of our deal. She's going to get it. Mom, you know the phone conversation's not done if I haven't said I love you. Okay? Right. We're not done yet. Good. How about this? Thank you for all the things that she's done. My goodness, all the things that tell her thank you. Now, here's an earth shaker. This is kind of like the parting of the Red Sea. If she hears you say this, be prepared, she may pass out. Yeah. Mom, could I do the dishes?
Yeah.
Come on. Mom, could I do the dishes? How about this? Mom, you're beautiful. She can't hear that enough. Here's something I've begun asking my mom and telling her over the last year. Mom, could you write that down? I want her to write down her history. I want her to write down our family history, our lives. I'm telling her, Mom, I want our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids to know you, to know what life was like, to know about you. So I am constantly on my mom's case over the last year. Mom, will you write down the things that have gone on in your life, the things of our family history? And so I've got her doing that. How about this? Can we just sit down and talk? She may say, "You need money?
Right.
What's going on?" No, Mom, I just want to talk. How about this one? I admire the way you, and then get specific. I admire the way you, and the more specific you can, the more specific you can make it, the more it'll mean to her. If you can tell her examples of things. Number two, love her generously. Love her with touch, hugs, kisses. Remember that she was more than likely the first one to touch you in love. She changed your diaper. She should get an award for that. She probably potty trained you. She should get a double award for that. She probably wiped the food off your face. Maybe last week she was still wiping the food off your face. I don't know. She's the one that has loved you with touch. Hug her. Touch her. Return the touch of love she lavished on you. And now, Mom, see if I'm correct on this one. Love her with gifts.
Yes.
Come on. Love her with gifts. Pamper her. If you're able to bless her with gifts. Now, we cannot repay her, but we can try. Right?
Right.
We can't repay her for all she's done, but we can sure give it a wing and try it. Can I give you some ideas? Gifts? Moms, you tell me if these are any good. Here's some ideas for gifts. How about a massage? Any mother here like a massage? Raise your hand if that's you. Okay. Guys, look around. People, look around. How about a manicure? Who would like a manicure? Okay. Manicures are good. How about breakfast in bed? That's a good one. Okay. How about clean and detail her car? Who would like their car clean and detailed? Whoa, that's a big one right there. Come on. Are you taking notes, gents? How about give her a good book and some candles and bubble bath to unwind, huh? Is that okay? All right. Number three, love her with your attention. Mothers are the best listeners in the world. They really are. She listened to you as you were growing up. And even as an adult, she'll listen to you. And here's a little known fact. Mom is almost always on your side. We have an amazing ministry at Victory Faith. We have a service every Saturday at the prison in Spokane. And we've got, last week we had 19 new guys from the prison in our church service. Oh my gosh. Causes all kinds of fun and excitement. It's amazing. Our security's on alert. It's awesome. But some of these guys are the greatest evangelists you have ever seen. They're amazing.
That's awesome.
But I was thinking of this. Moms are always on your side. I mean, it's like, this is an exaggeration, but it's almost true. You could have a guy that's a murderer on death row. He's killed 27 people, but his mom will say, yes, but he has a good heart. Yeah. Come on. That's the way it is. That's mom. Come on, mom. Number four, love her with gratefulness. Listen to this. These are things that we would say. I can't remember where I got this to give credit for it, but these are things that we would say about mom at different ages. So when I was six, I would say, Mommy, I love you. At 10, I'd say, Mom, whatever. At 16, my mom is so annoying. At 18, I want to leave this house. At 25, Mom, you were right. At 30, I want to go to mom's house.
Yes.
At 50, I don't want to lose my mom. And at 70, I would give everything for my mom to be here with me.
Wow.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way it is. And number five, a very interesting, I'll finish with this. Number five, something we can do for our moms is get plugged into a church. Craig, what are you talking about? What's with that? Moni and I have met with hundreds, if not thousands, of moms through 40 years of ministry. And you know what? Every mom, there's not one we've met with that didn't have this desire that her kids would know Jesus and that her kids would love and follow Jesus. And every mom pretty much that's in church knows the scripture that says those that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish even in old age. And so you want to bless your mom, you get plugged into the church. You want to bless your mom, you get involved and let her see that even when she's gone, you've got a solid relationship with the house of God. You've got a solid relationship with Jesus. You want to put that mama's heart at peace? You let her see that her kids are planted in the house of the Lord because she knows that in old life, even for her kids, God's going to bless them because they've made priorities the right thing. Let me finish with one last funny story. A junior high science teacher lectured on the properties of magnets. You know what magnets are? Magnets? For an entire class. The next day, he gave his students a quiz. The first question read like this. My name begins with an M, has six letters, and I pick things up. What am I? Half the kids in the class wrote mother. He was looking for a magnet. They wrote mother. Moms, let me just encourage you with this. You are irreplaceable. Hear this, moms. Come on. You are irreplaceable. The sacrifice, especially you moms with young kids, the sacrifice you are making today, you are going to watch the fruit of it for generations to come. And just hang in there, get in God's presence, let Him refresh you, let Him restore you from the heat of the responsibility of being a mother. Mothers, you are amazing. You are amazing. Your Father in heaven is proud of you. What you are doing is worth it. It will pay dividends in the future, and you are not alone. You are not alone. I encourage you, press into God. Get in His presence. Let Him refresh you. Let Him build you up. Amen?
Good.
Let me just see if I've got anything else here before I wrap up. Pastor Tom, I felt like last two times I've seen you, I feel like the Lord's saying, He ain't done. He ain't done. He ain't done. That there is, funny picture, there's these ducks that have been following you. And actually, they're young adults that you've invested in through the years. And they've been following you. And the Lord says, you're not done. Your investment is still ahead of you. Great investment in the generations to come. That he's not done with you. I feel like it's like you've got a tool belt on, and the tools that you used to use, they're like 12 levels up now. The tools you used to have, that the tools that you have now through life experience, the things you've been through, they are so much more refined, so much more effective, that God is going to show you how to use those new tools in greater ways in raising up the generations. Generational hope, you're blessed.
Amen.
You're blessed. You're blessed. You're in a good house. You've got pastors and leaders that love you. Yeah. You've got pastors and leaders that don't wanna live cloistered off in a corner and hidden by themselves. They wanna discover the body of Christ in the world and see what God is doing in the church around the world, and not do it just the way that you've done it for years. They're on this journey of discovery, and we're not copying anybody, but we sure grab ideas from people. I love it when Moni and I, we get to go all around the world, literally, and go in churches, and big, huge churches, and small churches, and I tell you what, I am open in every place I go to see something and go, that could be us.
Yeah.
That, you know what they're doing right there? That's us. That is so our DNA. God is going to use that in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Maybe there's somebody here that you don't know the Lord. Would you all bow your heads, close your eyes? Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are awesome. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. Holy Spirit, I ask that you draw our hearts to you today. Maybe that's you, and you came today and you haven't surrendered your life to Jesus. You haven't said yes to him. Maybe you think that he's more interested in your past, but there is only one person that can heal your past. Maybe you're here and you think about the things that have gone on in your past, they're still like they're on a video playing in your mind still today. Jesus is the only one who can set us free from the past. He's the only one. And the other amazing thing about him is he knows our future. I know the plans I have for you. I know the plans. They're good plans to prosper you. He's got good plans for you. And without him, I will never find those plans that he has for me, for my family, for my kids. Oh, I can just feel his love for you right now. And Jesus in the Gospels tells us, my Father loves them just as much as he loves me. Jesus loves you. The Father loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. With every eye closed, if that's you and you say, Craig, I want to say yes to Jesus today, would you just boldly raise your hand? I'm not going to embarrass you. I just want to know if I'm going to pray for somebody, who I'll be praying for. If that's you, just say, Craig, that's me. I want to say yes to Jesus today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. I saw a hand, so I want to walk us through a prayer. Romans 10:9 says that if you believe in your heart that God raised him, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, there it is. The Bible says you will be saved. Would you all stand up with me? I want to lead us in a prayer. And if you would just repeat after me, if you already know the Lord, then at Victory Faith, I always have our family there. Repeat after me. If you don't know the Lord and you want to say yes to him, make sure you say this prayer. Say with me, say, Jesus, I need you. I'm coming home today. Forgive me for where I've been and what I've done. I believe you came from heaven to earth for me. And I believe you died on the cross for me. And I believe that you rose from the dead for me so that I could live. Today, I make you my Lord, and I make you my Savior. Today, I'm born again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, hooah. Ha, ha, ha. That's just me. A lot of people say amen. I like saying hooah. Say hooah.
Hooah.
Hooah. Come on. Love you. Bless you. Moms, you're amazing. Thank you for letting us come. We love you. Have a great day.
Your name is life, your name is hope inside me. Your name is love, a love that always finds me, always finds me. Your name is life, your name is hope.
This morning as we close our service, and I hope you're planning on celebrating your mom, but as Pastor Craig was sharing, he talked about David encouraging himself in the Lord. And I was reminded of a scripture in Matthew 7, and it's talking about, if a son asks for a fish to his father, is his father going to give him a snake? Or is his father going to give him a scorpion? And of course not, right? And I felt like this morning, especially to you moms, if you ask the Lord
to be refreshed, he's not going to give you a heavier burden. Okay, he's not going to say, I know you asked to be refreshed, but I'm just going to give you, you know, just 10 more problems that you have to deal with. I felt like this morning, moms, that the Lord wanted to just say to you, ask him to refresh you in his presence. And as you ask him, he's a good father. He's not going to be like, well, I know I'm going to give you something else. No, he's going to refresh you. And he's going to encourage you. And he's going to strengthen you. And so moms all over this place, even right now, I just bless you. We just, if you need refreshing, moms or anyone, okay, but moms especially, I encourage you today to lift your hands, to lift your hearts to the Lord. Even right now, and we're just going to say, Father, would you refresh? God, you know every situation. You know every discouraged mom. You know every mom that feels like she's at her wit's end. You know every prayer that's been prayed by these moms for their sons, for their daughters. And Father, I just ask that you would refresh our moms today. Father, I ask that you would bring encouragement. Father, we know in your word it says that your word sustains the weary. Father, would you speak your words today to moms that would sustain them in their weariness, that would strengthen them, that would guide them. Father, we thank you for our moms. And God, I ask that even this week that there would be just a renewed excitement to our moms and to all of us to refresh and to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Father, that even this week that you would meet all of us in our secret place. Father, that we wouldn't walk this life and run this race in a weary manner, but Father, that we would run with endurance. And Father, we bless all the moms today. Father, I thank you for our moms, and I thank you today, Father, that we would go out of here with practical tools to love and to encourage, not just one day a year, but it's a lifestyle. And we honor you today. And we honor our moms in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Craig and Moni, we love you. So blessed. Come on, can we just tell them how much we love them? So as we go out of here, I just want to encourage you, get out in the sun, go outside, love on your moms, refresh them, practice some of those things that we talked about, and we're going to have a great week, and we'll see you on Sunday morning. Let's go in his name today. You're released.